Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Maynisch reaches third base with a triple. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonura scores. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Radcliffe. Farrell moves to third. Cook moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Cook moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair bunts towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Kennedy's glove, towards Pete, who fields it, throws to second, with Appling covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Pete moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Pete scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cook is hit by the pitch. Farrell moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell moves to third. Cook moves to second. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Manish takes first base on ball 4. Farrell scores. Cook moves to third. Kramer moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook scores. Kramer scores. Manish moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manish scores. There goes Werber trying to get to third. Haas throws the ball into Pete, who relays the ball to Dykes, who tags Werber for the out. Two outs. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Dykes moves to third. George Stumpf pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Fritz Ostermuller now pitching. Jackie Hayes pinch hits for George Stumpf. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dykes scores. One out. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McNair. Sewell scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Krivic moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 6, Red Sox, 6. Jim Henry now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Haas moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Evans now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fox out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pete bunts towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Henry, and towards McNair, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Pete moves to second. 2 outs. Red Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell bunts towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. Werber moves to second. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe throws the ball into Dykes, who relays the ball to Pete, who tags McNair trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Werber scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 7, Red Sox, 7. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Evans fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Maynish hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox is walked intentionally. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber is walked intentionally. Fox moves to second. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Fox moves to third. Werber moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.